Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about things that we need versus the things that we want and how we make that decision and some of the powerful influences that may actually be at play influencing our decision-making process and just what you can do about that to buy yourself some power of choice in that space. So I'd like to ask everyone a question. What do I really actually need to survive and thrive in this life? I ask that question whenever I can, and it's not uncommon to get a whole variety of answers. Often, though, the things that we really truly need often don't come up. And that is food, water, and air. They're the basis of all human survival. And in the 1950s, a social worker, psychologist by the name of Abraham Maslow, actually looked at human needs and what humans need to survive and thrive. And he developed a hierarchy from very basic physiological needs like shelter, food, water, air, through to safety needs around emotional and physical safety, relational needs and connection with others, esteem needs, how we value ourselves, and then the things that we need to actually self-actualize and be the best humans that we can be. It's true that we can all get there, but Maslow says that these needs are actually a hierarchy and we have to meet the lower order needs first because we won't be able to meet the higher order needs unless we get those basics right. Anytime I hear someone from advertising talk, I hear them say that one of the roles of advertising is to actually create needs that then can be met by the purchase of a product. And that is how advertising works and that is how products get sold. And I think we live in a world where we're actually encountering more and more advertising and believe that there are more and more needs and these are highly changing than we ever have before. Things, you know, our use of technology and social media means that we get more and more messages in our daily life about exactly what it is we need. And I think for that reason, it's really important to go back to the drawing board and start with that question about what do I actually need? And when we're thinking about our life, when we're thinking about purchasing, when we're thinking about doing something, I think the first question is, do I actually need to do this, or do I need to buy this? I think it's a really powerful question. If you answer yes, and that's fine, I would encourage everyone to take the next step and ask three whys. So if I do decide I need this, why is that? And once you've been able to answer that, ask again, why? From that place, why is that need there? And then continue and ask one more why and see if you can uncover, see how far you can go. And maybe you might still buy the thing or maybe you might not, but it will actually give you a lot more insight into what it is that drives our purchasing, what it is that we may actually truly need. This is actually hearteningly a really interesting trend that's starting to take over in our society. There's a trend towards smaller homes. There's a trend towards living with less. And maybe that's because there are huge ecological consequences as a result of consumerism and owning more and more and more. But it's also got to do with being grateful for what you do have. And all the studies suggest that if we can be grateful of the things that we do have rather than continually seek out more and more, we have a better chance of being happy and well in our lives. So, everything you need this week with Mind Games.